Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in the realm of social justice has recently taken place, with the Lok Sabha passing the Transgender Persons Amendment Bill 2026 by voice vote, which narrows the definition of transgender persons and introduces mandatory medical board certification. What makes this significant is that the original Transgender Persons Act of 2019 defined a transgender person as one whose gender does not match the gender assigned at birth and included persons with intersex variations as well as those who self-identify as transgender. However, the 2026 amendment bill makes several critical changes. First, the revised definition specifically lists sociocultural identities such as Kina, Hijra, Arwani, Jokta, and Eunuch, and persons with intersex variations, which include congenital differences in primary or secondary sexual characteristics, chromosomal patterns, gonadal development, or hormonal response. Crucially, the amendment excludes individuals who self-perceive as transgender persons, a significant departure from the self-identification principle. This change has sparked debate, as it effectively replaces the earlier process where self-declaration was considered sufficient, bringing the certification process closer to a medical gatekeeping model. Under the amended provisions, the district magistrate will issue the identity certificate only after examining the recommendation of a designated medical board. Now, let us turn to the parliamentary process surrounding this bill. The bill was introduced on 14th March 2026 by Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Virendra Kumar. It was not referred to a parliamentary standing committee, drawing sharp criticism from the opposition. Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra argued that the bill should have undergone deeper scrutiny given its impact on fundamental rights. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the potential consequences of such a significant change in the definition of transgender persons. It is worth pausing here to note that the Nalsavi Union of India judgment in 2014 was a landmark ruling by the Supreme Court. The court recognized transgender persons as a third gender, affirmed the right to self-identification of gender as part of the right to autonomy under Article 21, directed the government to treat transgender persons as socially and educationally backward classes entitled to reservation, and held that discrimination on the basis of gender identity violates Articles 14, 15, 16, and 19. The 2026 amendment's exclusion of self-perceived identities arguably conflicts with the spirit of the Nalsa judgment, which explicitly stated that the right to self-identification is the basic right of self-determination. Now, let us examine the constitutional questions surrounding this amendment. The change in definition and the introduction of medical board certification raise important questions about the balance between individual autonomy and state regulation. What does this mean for India's constitutional framework, particularly with regards to the rights of vulnerable sections? And here is something that surprises many students. The 2019 Act itself had faced criticism for not providing reservation, despite the Nalsa judgment directing it. Insufficient criminal penalties for abuse, no provision for marriage or adoption rights, and a begging prohibition targeting the Hijra community's traditional livelihood. The 2026 amendment further narrows protections rather than addressing these structural gaps. Multiple LGBTQA+ organizations have protested the bill across India, arguing that the medical certification requirement pathologizes gender identity. The exclusion of self-perceived identity contradicts the Nalsa judgment. The bill was rushed without adequate consultation with the transgender community, and the definition limits protection only to traditional categories, excluding non-binary and gender-fluid persons. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. The bill's passage has significant implications for the transgender community and the broader policy landscape. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Transgender Persons Act, 2019, was passed by Parliament in November 2019, and the rules were notified in September 2020. The National Council for Transgender Persons is chaired by the Union Minister of Social Justice, and the Certificate of Identity is issued by the District Magistrate. The Nalsawi Union of India judgment in 2014 recognized transgender persons as a third gender and affirmed the right to self-identification under Article 21. The judgment also directed the government to provide OBC-like reservations for transgender persons. Remember this number, according to the 2011 census, there are approximately 4.88 lakh transgender persons in India, with a literacy rate of around 56%, compared to the national average of around 74%. The Transgender National Portal was launched in November 2020. Other relevant facts include the Navdeep Singh Johari Union of India judgment in 2018, which read down Section 377 of the IPC, and the Yogyakarta Principles of 2006, which provide international standards on sexual orientation and gender identity rights. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to your prelims preparation, particularly with regards to the Nalsawi Union of India judgment, the Transgender Persons Act 2019, and Articles 14, 15, and 21 of the Constitution. For mains, this topic falls under the category of rights of vulnerable sections, and you should be prepared to discuss the self-identification versus state certification debate, as well as the role of the judiciary in expanding rights. In your interview, you may be asked to discuss whether gender identity should be a matter of self-declaration or medical certification, with reference to the Nalsa judgment. This development has significant implications for India's social justice landscape, and as you prepare for your UPSC exams, it is essential to stay informed about the latest developments and debates in this area. The transgender community's struggle for recognition and rights is an important aspect of India's broader journey towards a more inclusive and equitable society.